Would you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for your word. A word that is so incredible. We hear it every year, and yet each year it's just as incredible. And we pray that we might not just hear it, but trust that it is the truth. And we pray, O Lord, that it will give us courage and hope for the living of our days. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. If you had to put the essence of your life or a particular experience in your life into 6 words, could you do it? It's not easy. But there is a website that enables celebrities and regular people like you and me to do just that. I must admit, I'm in debt to the Reverend Canon Catherine Caimano of the Episcopal Diocese of North Carolina for leading me to the website smithmag.net. The site for the 6-word memoir project. It's interesting to read the entries by various people. Anybody can put in their 6 words. Take one from a writer, for instance. He wrote, "New notebook, new pen, no story." Or the person contemplating the length of life, death. "It's my mandatory retirement age." Or have you ever felt so out of touch, like the following 6 words suggest? "Wearing watch, don't know the time." Some are religiously compelling, such as, "I'm shaped by what I love." Or philosophical as, "Hands of the clock, legs of time." It's hands of clock, legs of time. I put in one extra word. And who would not love to be able to write like one writer, "Life overflows, need a bigger cup." But some are difficult to hear. They speak of difficult times in a life, such as, "New record met, deductible by March." And finally, some are literally tragic. As the inspiration for this 6-word project, which came from, was purported to come from, an old tale by Ernest Hemingway, who was challenged to write a story in 6 words. And the 6 words that he supposedly came up with are, "For sale, baby shoes, never worn." The website is popular, very popular. At the same time, it's just amazing how hard it is to distill something to that basic of a thought or an idea, to 6 words. Now think about distilling 66 books, which is the whole of the Bible, to 6 words. 6 words, the essence of which, if they could not be said, then there would not be any reason for the 66 books. Reverend Caimano writes, "These are the words that the breathless women carried from the empty tomb back to the other disciples. These are the words that have been passed from person to person, from community to community, every day since then, in secret, in triumph, in darkness, in celebration. It is these 6 words that have taken us from the scattered, broken people who are lost to the largest religion in the world. It's these 6 words that have found countless individuals whose lives were already dead, broken by pain and suffering, by sin and darkness, and given them new life. These are the words that are whispered at bedsides, shouted from rooftops, and shared at dinner tables and workplaces and in neighborhoods. These are the words that have been forbidden by governments, both ancient and modern, and yet somehow they have still been spoken, still been shared. The six words? Jesus is risen from the dead. Without those six words, the only thing we might be celebrating today would be a pagan spring fertility ritual with bunnies and eggs from the old pagan rite of Easter. Without the six words, Jesus is risen from the dead, we would not celebrate Christmas. It might be a celebration of the longest night. Without the six words, Jesus is risen from the dead, we might be feeling like the person who wrote the following six words. Life's a sentence. Death, it's period. But because of those six words, we can change that and we can say, life's a sentence, death's a comma. Now, some of you may be saying, I believe that Jesus lived the life we all should be living. But I just cannot believe that he bodily rose from the dead. Well, I would challenge you to believe something about Jesus rose from the dead. Whether it was his body or his spirit. Consider for a moment. The disciples were dead as a group after his crucifixion. They were huddled in the upper room out of fear. And then that day came when the Holy Spirit blew through them and they left the upper room and began to preach that Jesus is risen from the dead. Certainly, some kind of resurrection happened because what had been dead in the disciples was suddenly now alive. Something opened their eyes. As the old invitation to the sacrament of Holy Communion announces, according to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Those words come from the post-resurrection experience on the road of the Emmaus story. Something incredible happened in that tomb. The idle tale of Jesus is risen from the dead became the clarion announcement that down through the centuries to us today. Jesus is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Now, it was at this point when I was writing my sermon that my daughter Allie, who was in the living room and I was in the office, suddenly for no reason that I can't remember why, I checked this with her by the way, it's okay to say this, suddenly she broke in, and she loves Broadway musicals and especially Les Miserables, and she suddenly broke into One Day More. One Day More. Another Day, Another Destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One Day More. One Day More. Another Day, Another Destiny. And isn't that what the words Jesus risen from the dead gives us? One day more. Another day. And as Baljean finds out in the end, it truly is another destiny. Calvary ends and hope begins. New life begins. Jesus is risen from the dead as a game changer. The ultimate game changer. The ultimate life changer. The question becomes, have you and have I let it change our life? Jesus is risen from the dead. Isn't it a good excuse to celebrate and wear new clothes and watch children hunt for eggs and have chocolate? Or is it a reminder that you have been freed from your fears to be a disciple for Jesus? Ultimately, that's what the resurrection is all about. We have been freed from all that we are afraid of, to serve others, to not worry about ourselves, We have been free to touch those in need and not worry about whether we have security or not. Jesus is risen from the dead is about letting the gospel, the good news, work through us and touch others in the process. And when that happens, we are touched as well. Whether you believe in a bodily resurrection or not, you have to admit that it's pretty amazing that 2,000 years later we are still talking about this man and what he did. So what will you do? What will you do when you walk out of this service this morning? Although I hope you'll go this way because we've got a nice coffee out. Will the good news go with you, with me? Will it be more than something we celebrated and feel good about for an hour? Or will it make a difference in how we live our lives? I would like to issue you a challenge for each of us. And notice I said us, myself included. When you leave church today, you're going to get a slip of paper. And I want you to put it someplace in your house where you will see it every day. It says, Jesus is risen from the dead. How can I make that real for someone today? Don't leave those six words bouncing around within these four walls today. Take them with you. And let them bounce around in your life where they can make a difference. That's where they need to be heard. That is where they need to be shared. Those words are too important and powerful to be kept in the walls of our churches. They demand to be felt in our homes, our places of employment, our relationships, and in the lives of strangers. Jesus is risen from the dead is not an idle tale. It's still making a difference in the lives of people 2,000 years later. As one person wrote on the project website, God is good all the time. Not just on that third day after the crucifixion, not just at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, but all the time. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Jesus is risen from the dead, and let the people say, Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.